Scientists have found another underwater volcano in Southeast Alaska waters, and this one is active. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
About 2 years ago, geologists studying an ocean inlet near Ketchikan spotted something unusual. It was a submerged volcano, about 150 feet below the surface. It was dormant. The experts estimated it hadn't erupted for about 10,000 years. Now, scientists have discovered another underwater volcano near Dixon Entrance, just north of Alaska's maritime border with British Columbia.
Nothing like that had been mapped in the area before, so we knew then that we had discovered something new.
Gary Green is a marine geologist working with the Sitka Sound Science Center. He and a Canadian counterpart found the volcano September 23rd during a study of the Queen Charlotte Fairweather Fault System. That's been the epicenter of some recent earthquakes.
We had just completed some survey work, and we modified our line to go to another place to look. And as we were transiting, we came across this big plume and this big cone where the plume was coming out of.
The plume was made up of methane gas. It was being released by a volcanic vent about 3,000 feet below. The plume stretched up about two-thirds of the way to the ocean's surface. But Green says there was no fresh lava or anything else to worry about.
We worked over the vent, right over the vent, and we're still around to tell about it. So I think it's probably okay for mariners.
He says the discovery sheds light on the workings of the Queen Charlotte Fairweather Fault System, which is offshore British Columbia and southeast Alaska. The fault marks where a huge moving chunk of the Earth's crust, called the Pacific Plate, rubs up against the North American Plate, which includes the mainland.
It means that this fault acts as a conduit to deeper in the Earth, to places where either magma or fluids that are heated by magma or geothermally heated at depth can migrate up through the fault to the surface.
It's providing us some really important new information about earthquake hazards in our area.
Tori O'Connell is research director for the Sitka Sound Science Center.
It's also helping direct future research that will help define the significance of understanding the fluidity of that fault.
Lava and other volcanic fluids lubricate faults, lessening the chance of sudden movement. But that can increase pressure on other areas along the fault, forcing them to jerk forward, and that causes earthquakes. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.